645, 1320 WILS. Let's talk about wind energy. A new report finding that more and more of our energy comes from wind. Now in the U.S., 5.5% of the grid energy comes from wind. Tom Vinson is with us, Vice President of Federal Regulatory Affairs at the American Wind Energy Association. Tom, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, and this 5.5%, how high do you think that'll go in the future, our reliance on wind?
So that 5.5% figure is a national figure. If you look at individual states, it's even higher. So Iowa and South Dakota are already reliably producing more than 30% of their electricity from wind power. Wow. Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Dakota are more than 20%. And 14 states now produce over 10% of their electricity for wind.
Okay.
So while that 5.5% is a record for wind energy nationwide, we can go significantly higher than that without any difficulty at all.
What's the number here in Michigan?
In Michigan, it's 4.2%, which puts you in the top 15 of states nationwide in terms of generation from wind.
These other states have 30%. How are they getting so much more out of the wind energy than we are?
Well, part of it is the wind resource. So, you know, Iowa's got screaming winds, and I can say that as an Iowan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of it is utility demand. Part of it is supportive state policies around permitting and demand drivers. Part of it is being a part of a broader grid operator like the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, which allows the variability in wind in Iowa, for example, to be offset by generation resources in other parts of the upper Midwestern footprint.
I should note, Tom, there are critics of the green energy sector in general. One of the issues is the subsidies. Is it correct that we subsidize the wind energy industry with like over $3 billion a year?
So there is a federal tax credit available to wind farms called the production tax credit. But we were actually the only industry so far to come to the table to Congress and say, you know what, we're okay with phasing down our subsidy. So 2 years ago, Congress phased down the wind energy production tax credit. So over three additional years, it was a five-year phase down in total. Our tax credit's going down from 100% to 40% and then going away altogether. So, you know, our view is that all energy sources have subsidies, either federal or state or both. But wind energy is the one that's come to the table and said, you can phase ours down.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the aesthetic aspects of it, the noise the farms make? And so I know there are issues with light, the fact that it can have a strobe effect at their homes nearby. What do you say to those issues?
So we generally find that wind energy is very popular. You know, more than 70% of Trump voters, according to a Pew Center poll, found that they support wind energy, in addition to a larger percentage of Democratic voters. So, you know, I think in general, wind energy is very popular, and developers work with local communities to address any local concerns that may arise in the permitting process. But you also can't lose sight of the economic development aspects of wind energy, where in Michigan alone, there's 26 manufacturing facilities that provide component parts to wind energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's been $3 billion with a B of cumulative investment in wind energy in Michigan over the last several years. And though they're often in rural areas and lower income areas of states, not just Michigan, but in other states, those are counties and areas that need the investment. They need the jobs. They need the property tax revenue. They need the local economic development, which goes into.
Yeah, and Tom, nationally, how big of an industry has this become now, wind energy?
So in terms of jobs, it's 100,000 jobs nationwide. In Michigan, that's around 2,000 to 3,000 of those jobs are in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And the annual investment is around $13 billion, again, with a B, dollars a year. But it's been as high as $25 billion a year in investment in the U.S. in wind energy.
Tom Vinson, Vice President of Federal Regulatory Affairs at the American Wind Energy Association. Is Donald Trump a fan of wind energy?
You know, we think we can deliver on the president's priorities. He wants jobs, right? I just talked about the 100,000 jobs that wind energy provides today.
Has he talked about the industry specifically that you know of?
Not since he's become president, but prior to becoming president, he has tweeted about wind occasionally.
Okay.
But again, I think given his priorities for jobs, infrastructure investment, domestic manufacturing, we think wind energy delivers on all of those.
Yeah. Tom Vinson, the American Wind Energy Association. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep, right here on 1320 WILS, by the way.